Young, formerly senior editor of Little Brown and Company and vice president of Bantam Books, edited Gordon Parks' writings. She talked about life with the legendary photographer during a visit to WSU, which houses Parks' personal papers. Parks is known for his photographic essays at Life magazine and directing the 1971 movie Shaft. He was the first African-American director to write and produce a major film in Hollywood. Young says Parks worked mostly by instinct.
Composing music, writing a book, photography. You know, I mean, I really don't think that there was any one, two, three. He just did it.
Young was the editor of some of Parks' best-selling books.
I'd write him a set of notes, and sometimes I asked the wrong question, but he answered the right question, if you know what I mean, which is very smart, you know. But he had this really terrific desire to tell his story, and The Learning Tree and A Choice of Weapons is his story.
Gordon Parks' Collective Works, a five-volume box set that spans Parks' photographic career, will be released December 1st. For KMUW News, I'm Carla Echols.